wonderful effort on all of our parts. Man, we appreciate the work that the RE people put into putting the cushions. Tell me just a bit about those. Are those being taken when you go to the dentist? Is that a...
There's a little compartment in there for a lost tooth.
Oh, okay. So when you put it under your pillow, you get a little bit of a cushion there. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. And my thanks also to this congregation for your outreach efforts and our continuing outreach efforts, both in things we do from month to month and this overall project that we took on this year. So my very much appreciation, one of the main things that makes me very happy, very proud to be the minister of this congregation is the way we extend our resources here to our wider and our larger national community, and the world community that is that's beyond our doors. Well, we're going to move our focus now to the other thing we're doing this morning, which is to recognize the young people who just parted our robes, our rites of passage ceremonies this past year. Roy Goodman kind of set the tone for that. To lead us in our words for reflection and responsive reading, Chris Parkville is going to ask you to join her in a responsive reading by William Ellery Channing, which also states in many ways the philosophy of our religious education approach. Chris.
Number 657. And these are words we heard last night at our service for the rope, recognizing the rope students. It matters what we believe. Some beliefs are like walled gardens. They encourage exclusiveness and the feeling of being especially privileged.
Other beliefs are expansive.
Some beliefs are like shadows clouding children's days with fears of unknown calamities.
Other beliefs are like sunshine, blessing children with warmth and happiness.
Some beliefs are divisive, separating the saved from the unsaved, friends from enemies.
Other beliefs are bonds.
Some beliefs are like blinders, shutting off the power to choose one's own direction.
Other beliefs are like gateways opening blindnesses to exploration.
Some beliefs weaken a person's selfhood. They blight the growth of resourcefulness.
Other beliefs nourish your self-confidence.
Some beliefs are rigid, like the body of death, impotent in a changing world.
Other beliefs are viable, like the unsettled, ever growing, the ever-requested life.